Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Erevin daf mem hey. We're already holding on daf mem hey. Amid Aleph, we are at V'chal Yotzin L'Hatzil Chazrin L'Mekoman at the two dots, about 7-8 lines into the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and also sponsored anonymously L'Zchus Gemar Chasim Tova for all of Klal Yisrael. So we're going to first continue our discussion about returning from a Dvar Mitzvah, the Heter to return from a Dvar Mitzvah, and what exactly your limitations are when you return from a Dvar Mitzvah. Do you have Alpaya Mama? Can you be Chozer all the way to the Mekoman? Are you allowed to do other Malachas? Can you do a Malach of Hotza'ah as well? Or is it just that you're allowed to return back beyond the Tchum Shabbos? Then we're going to talk about when can you be Mechal Shabbos to stave off an attack of Nachrim. If there's some sort of attack on the city, are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to stave off that attack? Then the Mishnah is going to talk about the first Mishnah toward the bottom of the page, is going to talk if you didn't realize before Shabbos that you're in the tchum of a city, so it's machlokas whether you can go inside that city on Shabbos, meaning you were in the tchum, you're only 1,000 amos away from the city, but you had no idea, you were traveling to the city and didn't realize. So now, do you still have the tchum of that city? Then the bottom Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to talk about if you were sleeping when Shabbos started, so you were in a tchum, but you had no kavana to be kona shvisa, because you were sleeping, so are you limited to 4 amos, or do you still get alpayim ama as if you were kona shvisa in a regular way? And then toward the end of the daf, the Gemara is going to discuss what the tchum of rainwater is. Whether first we're going to talk about hefker being kona shvisa, and then we're going to talk about the tchum of rainwater if it rains on Shabbos or Yom Tov. So let's begin at the two dots on daf mem hey amud aleph. V'kol yotzin la'atzil chozrin l'mekoman. One of the things the Mishnah said is that if you go out, you go out to save a life, then you can go all the way back. You could be chozer lemekomen. Says Marafilu Tuva. Does that mean even from a very great distance that you're allowed to be chozer lemekomen? V'amrit Reisha, but didn't the Reisha say alpayimama v'sulo? The Reisha said a chiddush that you go outside of your tchum Shabbos to go do a mitzvah. You're not limited to dalet amos like if you go outside your tchum Shabbos for any other reason. For a mitzvah, you get alpayimama. You get a new 2,000 amos from wherever you are. So where do we see how can the Mishnah then turn around and say that if you went to do the mitzvah of saving a life, now you have you can go all the way back home, even beyond 2,000 amos? Some Rabbi Damarav, Eshchazum Chayzayim in the Mekoman. No, you're not allowed to go. You're not allowed to go more than 2,000 amos. But when the Mishnah says Chazum Mekoman, it's saying an additional chiddush that even though the Melchama is over, you're allowed to carry your weapons back with you. Meaning, not only are we allowing a certain leniency within Tchum Shabbos that you now have a new 2,000 amos, we're also allowing a certain leniency within the Melacha of Hotza'ah that you're allowed to carry the weapons all the way back with you. My kushya, so why would there be a stira anyway between the resha of the Mishnah that says that you only get 2,000 amos and the seifa that says that you could go back all the way home, or seems to say you can go back all the way home? Dilma lahatzil shayni. Maybe there's a simpler answer. Maybe if what you went is not just for a mitzvah, but you went to save a life, maybe that's different, and maybe when you do that, you can go as far as you want. Ela ikasha akasha. So that couldn't be the question that bothered the Gemara. The question couldn't be a stira between the Reisha and the Seifa, because that's not a stira at all. If you're going to save a life, it's a different story. So if there was any kasha at all, the kasha is not a stira within our Mishnah, but a stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Maseches Rosh Hashanah that talks about people that went beyond the Tchum Shabbos to be made about the new moon. Because Barishona lo yezaz misham. Initially, if they would come before they ever made a takana, the Edom would not move from the place where Beis Din was Mekabel Edom, because they had gone outside their tchum and now they're limited to dalet amos. So when they arrived at Beis Din, that's it. They were stuck there. But Hiskan Rav Gamliel Azakin Sheishan Alpayim Amel Kol Ruach Rav Gamliel Azakin made a takana that we give them 2,000 amos. V'lo Elu B'Vad Amru, and not only Edim that come to be Mekadish V'Chodesh get 2,000 amos. Ala Afilu Chachama Haba'o Li'alid. Even if a midwife comes to help a woman give birth, V'Abala Hatzil Min Agayasu Min Nor, Minamapolis, or if someone comes to protect Jewish people from an attack of Nachrim, or from a river that's overflowed, or from a building that's caved in, some sort of rescue mission, Minadleik, or from a fire, Harein Kansheir, Yeshan Alpayim Amalukol Ruach. They have the status of everybody else in that city where this Hatzalah is it's happening, and they therefore have 2,000 amos in every direction. And on that we ask, Vesulo, really? They went to save a life, and they only have 2,000 amos? But didn't we say that anyone who's Yotzei Lahatzil gets to go all the way back home? Sounds like even more than 2,000 amos. That's the kasha. The kasha is not a question within our Mishnah, where one part of our Mishnah talks about going stam for a dvar mitzvah, and the other part of our Mishnah talks about to save a life. It's a stira about saving lives. That in the Mishnah of Rosh Hashanah, even when you save a life, you only get 2,000 amos. Yet in our Mishnah, when you're saving a life, you can apparently go all the way back home. So the Gemara has two answers. Answer number one, Amar Rabbi Demarav, Shechozim B'chei Zayman L'mekoman. The Mishnah does not mean to say, our Mishnah does not mean to say you get to go back all the way home. No, you only get 2,000 amos. But if you're within 2,000 amos of a city, you're allowed to bring back your Klei Zayin, you're allowed to bring back your weapons, and you don't have to leave your weapons where they are. And we're not choshesh for an Isser being maver daladam rishus harabim, nor for the Isser being machnis rishus harabim rishus yachid, because it's a sakonis nefashos if you leave the weapons where they are. That's how Rabbi Yohanan explains, that since it's pikuach nefesh to leave the weapons where they are, you're allowed to also violate, in addition to violate tchum, you're allowed to also violate hotza'a or hachnasa, as the case may be, in order to put the weapons away. Kid Tanya, like the Brisa tells us, Parishanim, and Nichon Klei Zayin B'Bayis HaSamach L'Chama. It used to be that they would just put their weapons away in the home that was closest to the wall of the city. But Pam Achas, one time they came back from Melchama, and they put their weapons in the Bayis HaSamach L'Chama. And Hikiru Ben Oivim, and the enemies realized what they were doing, V'Radfu Achareyem, so they chased after them, V'Nichnesu Litol Klei Zaynan, and they realized all they need to do, they no longer need to attack a city, they just need to attack this one house, and they'll have a complete control of the Jewish people's weapon supply. So the enemies went into this house, and they laid siege to the house. And it caused absolute chaos. Everyone running and trying to grab their weapons and try, and it caused all the trampling. They killed each other with trampling each other and with the absolute chaos more than the enemies ever were to kill them. But also and that's where they said they made a takana that if you have weapons, you're allowed to violate hotza'a to bring them back to their original makom. But ain't a chinami. The tchum Shabbos is still the tchum Shabbos. You're only allowed to return al payimama. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, second answer. Lo kasha. It's not a stira between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. Kan shenitzchu Yisrael l'sumos ha'olam. The Mishnah Rosh Hashanah that allows you to go only 2,000 amos is talking about a case where we were victorious, and therefore you have no further concern of Nachrim coming to chase after you, so you don't have to be, there's no need to be matir more than alpayim ama, whereas kanshin it's chumos olam is atzman. Our Mishnah that allows going all the way back is talking about where nitzchu yisrael as atzman, which is a lashon sagi nahar, a way of saying where we lost, and we have to be choshesh that maybe the battle is going to flare up again. We have not put down the threat, and that's why the chacham allowed going all the way back to the city, even if it's way more than 2,000 amos. The Rush writes that we paskin like both answers, like both the Shita of Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, who is the Basra'a, and that's why we paskin like him, he's the later authority, and like Rav Yudom Rav, who we have a Braisa that supports. So it sounds that it's not really a machloka. It sounds from the Rush that Rav and Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak are not really arguing in halacha, it's just what's the best way to be miyashiv the stira between the two Braises. But everyone agrees that if Nitzchu Yisrael, they're only allowed to go Alpayim Amma, but they could take their Klei Zayin all the way with them within the Alpayim Amma. And if Nitzchu Umas HaOlam, and if there's still a threat of war, then they're allowed to be Chozer L'Mekomam with their Klei Zayin even beyond 2,000 Amos. That's how the Rush learns the Gemara. The Rambam in the 27th paragraph of Hilchos Shabbos sounds like Rav Nachman Yitzchak disagrees with Rav, and he does not allow the soldiers to go with their Klei Zayin unless it's a case where Nitzchu Goyim Es Yisrael, but Nitzchu Yisrael Sumos HaOlam, they're not allowed to take their weapons at all. That we only paskin like the second Dukimta of the second Teretz of the Gemara, and not like the first Teretz of the Gemara. So once we're on the topic of returning from a war with Umos HaOlam, and by the way, how to read this passage of Gemara, that's what led to the major machlokas from Moshe or Shlomo Zalman or Tzvi Pesach Frank as well, in terms of whether outside Salah member is allowed to return and violate Melachos Tor Reis of Shabbos by driving in a car on Shabbos, the simple reading of the Gemara sounds not, right? The simple reading of the Gemara sounds much more like Rav Shlomo Zalman, that if there's an ongoing threat, Rav Moshe extended that ongoing threat, he tears off Mishum Tchilasan. Maybe next time you're not going to want to go out to save a life. That's also a threat. But is that the same as Nitzchu Umos Ha'olam Es Yisrael, and there's an ongoing threat of war? So that's the leap that Rav Moshe takes. Rav Shlomo Zalman points out that we never find that the Gemara allows Melachos Tor Reisa based on a Cheshash Hisrashlus Me'atzolos Nefashos. That you're going to be Choshed, that a Jew is going to be Nisrashel and Atzolos Nefashos, that he knows that another Jew's life is at stake and he's going to take it easy? He says, Kemaduma Shalom Nizkar B'shas HaCheshash She'yavar Adam Al-Osam Al-Adam Re'echa V'Yisrashel Me'atzolos Nefashos. We don't find anywhere in Shas that a person is going to be lazy about Lo Samen Al Dam Reyacha. And if we were to apply that broadly and say, well, if the person is not going to be comfortable, and who knows, maybe if you don't make everything perfectly comfortable for a Hatzalah member to go, then maybe he's not going to go next time. So says Rav Moshe, it would turn out that you should allow him to turn on the lights so that he could pick out his nicest clothing, lest he be embarrassed that when he goes out to his Hatzalah call that he's wearing pajamas. So we should allow that as well. We would allow a doctor to eat on Yom Kippur because he might be weakened, and then he's not gonna make the effort to save a life. For Shlomo Zalman said that ein l'davar sof. If you have such a svara, there's a lot more obviously to the discussion. Very detailed reading of the Gemara. Rav Moshe has a gevaldik chiddush in how to read this Gemara, but that is pretty brilliant. But the question is, Rav Shlomo Zalman just wasn't sure that it was correct, even though it was brilliant. Where Rav Shlomo Zalman differs from Tzvi Pesach Frank. Tzvi Pesach Frank was also machmir about this. Shlomo Zalman says you could have a nachri drive you back. That nisa drabanan like Amir Lakum, that far, that much we're going to allow. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank would not even allow that. Would not even allow a nachri to drive one back. Okay, so says the Gemara Vaitu now. Amar Rav Yudom Rav, nachrim shetzaru al yaris Yisrael. If there are nachrim that lay siege to a Jewish city, ein yotzim aleim b'klei zaynan v'ein mechal aleim b'sa Shabbos, you can't go out to greet them with your weapons, and you can't be mechal Shabbos for them either. The Netziv points out that even though Pashtos were saying ein yotzim b'klei zayin means on Shabbos, because it's one statement, you can't go out with your klei zayin because you can't be mechal Shabbos, the Netziv writes in Rami Sada that there are really two dinim over here. Number one, ein yotzim b'klei zayin even be mosachol, because you're not allowed to be moser nefesh for a molchama that's not life-threatening. And second of all, ein mechal en aleim es haShabbos, as you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos for something that's not life-threatening. Tanya namiachi, nachrim shetzaru. We have a brisa that talks about the same thing, that if nachrim lay siege to a Jewish city, that you're not allowed to be mechal Shabbos, you're not allowed to go out with the klei zayin, but medvar mamurim k'shabo, aliskei mamon. That's only if they're coming to take our money. The agos hashri calls from the arzarua, that bizman hazeh, if they come to take your money, then you can be mechal Shabbos, you can go out with klei zayin, and you could be koves hadleika bizman hazeh, because we're always among the umos ha'olam, and it's not, it's looting leads to pikuach nefesh also, always. That one leads to the other. It always leads to sakana, and therefore it should always have a status of pikuach nefesh. And it doesn't resonate at all. But that's what Agos Hashri points out. Avobo, aliske nefashos, but if they're coming, aliske nefashos, yotzen alein b'klei zaynan. Then you can go with klei zaynan, mechalen alein es Shabbos, and you can be mechal Shabbos as well. O b'ira, smuch l'sfar, and if you happen to be in a city that's a border town, then afilo bala aliske nefashos, aliske tevin v'kash, even if they're not coming for nefashos, they're coming for straw. Yotzen yisol b'klei zaynan, the Jews can go out with klei zaynan, o mechalen alein es Shabbos, and they can be mechal Shabbos, because you have to be choshesh, that if they capture the city that's near a border, then the rest of the land is going to be easy to capture. It's a strategic area, and that's obviously going to cause the loss of the entire Jewish population, or the entire Jewish control over the area. Amar Rav Yosef bar Menyumi, Amar Rav Nachman, Bavel kiras muchlas fardamya. Bavel has a din of a border town where you can be mechal Shabbos if nachrim come even aliske mamon. The targuma nahardaa. We say that when we say Bavel, we mean nahardaa, which is on one side has nachrim living there, and on the other side has cities that are very heavily populated by Jewish people. So that's a critical strategic town, and therefore you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos to protect it. Dar shabbi distayed min biri. What is the pasuk teaching us when it tells tells us in Sefer Shmuel Aleph, Ve'agidu l'David Lemar, Hinei Plishtim Nilchamim B'Ki'ila, the Plishtim are waging a war in Ki'ila, Ve'hema Shosim Es HaGranos, and they're despoiling the granaries. So Tana Ki'ila Iris Mukhlas Farhaisa. The Bryce explains that Ki'ila was a border city. Ve'hem lo ba'u aliskei Tevin V'kash. The Plishtim were not coming to threaten anybody's life. They were just coming for Tevin V'kash. Tuchsiv, because the Pasuk says, Ve'hem shosim es hagranos. They were going after the granaries. Uksiv, Vayishal David ba'ashem le'mar. David asked the Urim V'tumim, Ha'elech v'ikesi ba'plishtim ha'ele? Should I go and should I wage a war over here? Ve'yomar Hashem el David, Lech v'ikisa ba'plishtim v'oshata es ki'ila. Yes, you should and you should save ki'ila. So apparently he asked the Urim V'tumim and he went and he fought a war with the Plishtim and he was Mosen Nefesh to be matil the residents of Ki'ila, even though it was only Aliske Mammon. They weren't threatening any lives. Why? Because Ki'ila was a border city. So you see from here that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to fight with the Nachrim who come to a border city, even if they're only coming Aliske Mammon. So Maika Mibaylei, what exactly was David's Safek that he had to ask the Urim V'tumim? Ilei Meishari Yasser, if he's asking whether he's allowed to fight such a war on Shabbos, even though it was only Aliske Mammon, Harei Bezdino Shel Shmuel Ramasi Kaim. You don't go to the Urim V'tumim with something like that. It's a Shaila Nisr V'heter. You're not allowed to ask Shaila Nisr V'heter Min HaShemayim. You can't ask the Urim V'tumim Shaila Nisr V'heter. You have the Bezdino Shmuel Ramasi. That's where he should have gone. So Shmuel's Bezdin. Elei Mitzlach Ilo Mitzlach. No, he wanted to know what the future holds. Is he going to be Matzliach if he goes to fight this war? Dekanami, and it's Maduik this way, Duchsiv, Leich V'kisa Plishim V'hushata Es Ki'ila, that he was told, yes, and you will be successful in saving Ki'ila. So Shema Mina, so we see that that was his real question, whether he was going to be Matzliach in the Melchama or not. Tosfos raises the question, if that was his whole Shaila, whether he was going to be Matzliach or not, how is Rabbi Stoy Medayik from that Maisa then, that you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in order to fight by a border town, even if they're only coming Aliske Mammon? It could be the whole story it wasn't even Shabbos, because he had no Halachic Shaila. Meaning if it was on Shabbos, and if he was asking the Bezin of Shmuel, and he had Halachic Shaila, okay, then I understand. It must have been Shabbos, and that was his Halachic Shaila. Am I allowed to do this on Shabbos? But once you're saying that he was only asking if he was going to be successful, and there was no real Halachic Shaila, so then what's your whole Raya that you're allowed to do? You're allowed to fight such a war on Shabbos. So Tosfos points out that even if this Maisa was during the weekday, you could still be Mochiach, that it's Mutter to be Mechal Shabbos, because when it says Nilchamim B'Ki'ila, we see that it was a Melchama Mamish. So if it was a Melchama Mamish, that means David was Moser Nefesh in order to save the Yoshvei Ki'ila, even though it wasn't Sakanas Nefashos. How is he allowed to put his life at risk? Ooh, if he was putting his life at risk, it must mean that we treat this Ki'ilu it is Pikuach Nefesh, and therefore not only can you put your life at risk, you're also allowed to be Mechal Shabbos in such a situation. That's how Tosfos understands. Okay, says the Mishnah. Mishi Yashar B'Derech, a person stops, his travels on Erev Shabbos when it gets close to Shkia, and he doesn't realize that he's within the tchum of a nearby city. V'amad v'ra, and then he gets up after Shabbos already starts, and he sees Hareu Samach Li'ir, that he's right near a city. Hov lo heisa kavanasa l'kach lo yikane. Since he never intended to be Kona Shavisa in that city, he's not allowed to enter into that city, meaning he doesn't have a din of one of the B'nai Ha'ir, where he has 2,000 amos all around the city. He was Kona Shavisa in the place where he was, so he can go 2,000 amos from where he is. But he's not considered to be a resident of that city. So if his tchum ends in the middle of the city, he's not allowed to go beyond that. Divrei Rebbe Meir, that's Rebbe Meir Shita. The Rashba raises the question, well, wait a second, we had a Mishnah where a number of Tanayim were traveling with Rabbi Gamliel. They were on a boat. They had no idea if they had arrived within the tchum Shabbos. And Rabbi Gamliel said, oh, I looked at my telescope and we were within tchum Shabbos, so don't worry, you're okay. Well, what do you mean, don't worry, you're okay? They had no idea. So if they had no idea, shouldn't they be subject to whatever the 2,000 amos from where they were at the time? So the Rashba says, first of all, they intended to get to that city. They just weren't sure if they were there. In this case, the guy had no idea that he was near a city. And second of all, in that case, they were relying on Rabbi Gamliel. They knew that whatever Rabbi Gamliel finds, he's the guy with the telescope. So whatever he finds, that's what they're going to be subject to. But over here, the person had no kavana for anything. Anyway, so that's Rabbi Meir Shita, that he's not subject to the tchum of that city. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yikanes, that he's allowed to go into that city, and it's as if he was Kodesh Shvisa together with the Bnei Ir. So I'm Rabbi Yudah Maisa even Nichlas Rabbi Tarfon Blom Eskavin. And one time that happened with Rabbi Tarfon, that he was Shava Samach Le'ir. He didn't know that he was in the Tchum of the city. He had no Kavana to be Kodesh Shvisa in the city. But once he realized, then he went into the city and he treated himself as if he was a member of that city. So Tanya, I'm Rabbi Yudah Maisa Rabbi Tarfon Shoyim Mahalich Bederach V'chash Chalov V'lon Chutz Le'ir. One time Rabbi Tarfon was traveling and it got dark on Erev Shabbos, so he went to sleep outside of the city. L'shachris, he woke up the next morning with two roi bakar, and there were some roi bakar that were there, Amrulu, and they said to him, Rebbe, harei ye'ir lefanecha, yikanes, you're right near the city, your mom is right near town, come into the city. Niklas Yosef Beis HaMedrash v'darsh kaliyam kulo. And that's the Meister. Rabbi Tarfon went into the city, and he sat in the Beis HaMedrash, and he darshened all day long. Amrulu, misham raya, shema belibo haisa, o Beis HaMedrash muvel betocha tchuma haya. That's not a raya necessarily. Maybe Rabbi Tarfon had a machshava the whole time to be Kona Shvisa in the city. He knew that he was close to the city. Who says that the Roy Bakar were delivering any news to him when they told him that he was close to the city? Or maybe the Beis Medrash was within his 2,000 amos of where he was when Shabbos started, so he did not treat himself to the tchum of that city. Next Mishnah. Someone was sleeping and he didn't even know that Shabbos had started. He has 2,000 amos from where he fell asleep, from where he started Shabbos to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri's shita. But he only gets 4 amos in each direction, which is a total of 8 amos, 4 amos in each direction, because he had no kavana to be Konesh Visa. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Vubem Tsa'an. No, not 4 amos in each direction, 4 amos, and he's in the middle of those 4 amos. We saw the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer yesterday, that he's got 2 amos in each direction. Rabbi Yudah Omer, Lezer Ruach Shir Tzayelech. No, he has a total of 4 amos, but he doesn't have to necessarily be in the middle of those 4 amos. He could choose which 4 amos. It could be the 4 amos in front of him, the 4 amos behind him, whichever 4 amos. Umod Rabbi Yudah Shem Birir Lo, Shen Yochalach Sabah. If he already, Rabbi Yudah admits to Rabbi Lezer, that if he chose originally to take 2 amos in each direction, he cannot then change his mind and say, no, I want to go 4 amos in one of these directions. Hayu Shnayim, if there were 2 people that were sleeping outside of the city on Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShmashos, and each one has their own 4 amos, Miktas Amos of Shazah B'toch Amos Shazah, but their 4 amos overlap with each other, Mavi and Volkan Bam, so they could have food in the middle and share food, and they could both go in the area of overlap. As long as you don't bring something from your tchum, from your dalet amos, into the other guy's dalet amos, which is beyond the area of the overlap. If there were 3 people, and the middle guy has an overlap with the 2 extreme guys, he's allowed to share with each of them, but and they with him, but the 2 guys at the ends are not allowed to share with each other, because they don't have a joint tchum at all. There's no overlap in their tchum. You know what that's like? It's like you have 3 joining chatzeros that are each open up one into the next, and each one also opens into the Rosh Hashanah. If 2 of them make an Eruv with the middle chatzer, so he mutaris iman, vehe mutaris ima, the middle chatzer is allowed to carry back and forth from it to either of the neighboring chatzeros, and the neighboring chateros can carry to the middle one. But the 2 outer ones are not allowed to carry to each other. The Gemara is going to raise the question, doesn't the function of an Erev make it all one big chater? So why are the 2 outer ones not going to be allowed to carry with each other? The Gemara is going to have a couple of answers to that question. So now, what does Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri hold in our Mishnah when Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said that if you were sleeping when Shabbos started, so you have alpayim amma l'kol ruach. So what does he hold exactly about being konesh visa by when there's no kavana to be konesh visa? So the mashal we give, or the closest parallel we can think of, is nichsei hefker. Let's say you have objects, so they have no kavana, they have no das. So what is their status in terms of tchum Shabbos? So mizbar k'savar chefzei hefker konen shvisa. Do they assume that chefzei hefker? Does he assume that chefzei hefker or konesh visa where they are when Shabbos starts, even though there's no bailim, so no one's having kavana for them. Nevertheless, their location determines their tchum. Obedinu deliflug bekelim. And Rabbi Yochanan Nuri could have said the same thing about kelim. Didn't have to be a sleeping person. Anyone that has no das and no kavana, and no one to have das or kavana for them, has alpayimama from where they are. And the only reason he made the machlokas about a case of a person and not about a case of kelim is l'diachah kochad rabbanan, to let you know how serious the rabbanan are in their shita. The alpha gav the ikal the main, because even though one could have argued all the neiru kana yashanami kana, that since an awake person can be kana shvisa, a sleeping person should also be able to be kana shvisa. So kamash malam to low. That's why the chammar telling me no. If there's no kavana, there's no tchum, there's no alpayimama, you only get the alaramos. So the whole chiddush of the Mishnah could have been about kelim. It's the same story about kelim. It just chose a sleeping person to tell me that even that the chachamim who limit you to dalar amos would even limit you if it was a person, and not only if it's kelim. O dilma, kasav Rabbi Yochanan Nuri bi alma chatzay hefker ein kona shvisa. Or maybe Rabbi Yochanan Nuri holds that hefker items are not kona shvisa. Va'alcha ainu taimal v'neru kona yashanami kona. But over here he thinks a human being is different than an object. An object doesn't have alpayimama l'kol ruach, but a human being, even if he's sleeping, since had he been awake, he would be kona shvisa alpayimama l'kol ruach. So when he's sleeping, he's also kona shvisa. So I'm Rabbi Yosef Tashma. Let's bring a raya. What is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri shita about chafzei hefker? Gesham shiardu me'erev yomtov. If rain came already on erev yomtov, yeshan alpayimama l'kol ruach. So that rain can be brought 2,000 amos in any direction. Be yomtov if rains on yomtov rain karagle kol adam. Then whoever picks up the rain first, that's he could bring the rain to anywhere within his tchum Shabbos. So yam b'shalom k'sav Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri chafzei hefker kon shvisa. If Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri is of the opinion that chafzei hefker also get alpayimama haman Rabbi Yochanan, he then this brisa is going like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Eli e amrit. But if you're going to say chafzei hefker ain't kon shvisa, that the hefker items are not kon shvisa according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri hamani, then who's this brisa going like when it says that me geshamim are kon shvisa? Lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, v'lo Rabbanan. No one holds chafzei hefker kon shvisa if Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri doesn't even hold chafzei hefker kon shvisa. So then this brisa is going like nobody. So Yosef Abayi becoming lalashmaita. Abayi was saying over this raya from the brisa. Some of the Rav Safra said not a raya. Maybe it was rain that was close to a city, and the people in that city already had das for that rain. So there was das associated. It's not like chafzei hefker where there's no das at all. So you can't bring a raya from a brisa about rain. So Abayi said back to Rav Safra, lo salkadaitach. No, you can't say that the reason as alpayim amal kol ruach is because of the das of the anshei ha'ir. Because you have to say that it's chafzei hefker that a kona shvisa, because there's a stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Tanan, there's a Mishnah Maseches Beitza, bar shel yachid karagla yachid, a bar that's owned by a yachid has the same tchum as that person who owns the bar. Vishalosei ir, a bar that's shared by the whole city, karagla osei ir, has the same tchum Shabbos as the residents of that city. Shel oli bavel, if it's a bar that's accessible to all the travelers who are going from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, then karagla amimale, the person who draws water from that well, can bring that water to wherever he goes. So you see from the Mishnah that chafzei hefker are not kona shvisa where they are, and therefore the oli bavel can bring it to wherever they want to take them, to wherever they're allowed to go. So v'tanya, and yet the Braisa says, bar shel shvatim, bar of oli bavel, yeshan alpayim amal kol ruach, is kona shvisa where they are. And it's not like the ragle amimale, it's not like the person who takes the water. It's kona shvisa where they are. So kashina adadi is theory between the Mishnah and the Braisa, elav shramina, ha Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, ha Rabbanan. So it must be that Rabbi Yochanan Nuri holds chafzei hefker kona shvisa, and the Rabbanan hold that they're not. Kiasal kamed Rav Yosef, amar lei, Abayi said to Rav Yosef, hachi kam Rav Safra. This is what Rav Safra said to me to be docha my raya from the Braisa about the rain that came down on Yantiv, because you could say that it's close to the city, v'hachi adrile. And this was my response to him, that no, you then create a stira between the Mishnah and the Braisa, you have to say it's a machlokas. So amar lei, Rav Yosef said to Abayi, v'amai lo temelei megufa, why do you have to bring a Mishnah and a Braisa? Just show from the Braisa itself that it's not talking about geshamim smuchim le'ir. Because if we're talking about rain that's right near the city, hi yeshlan alpayim amal kol ruach, hakaragle anshios yermi bayalei. The lashon of it has 2,000 amos for kol ruach. It should say it has the same status of ragle anshios yir, because the yesham alpayim ama is only shaykh to those who are kona shvisa for themselves, but the geshamim that are samachli yir, the shvisa's nikva based on the people in that city, and that's what it should have said. It shouldn't have said, oh, they just get 2,000 amos. If it were really about the fact that it was close to the city and the people in the city had it in mind, then it should be about then that rainwater should have the same tchum Shabbos as the people in the city, not just stam 2,000 amos in any direction. So you have to say that the price is not talking about geshamim asmuchim lir; it's talking about rain of hefker, and it's assuming like the sheet of Rabbi Yochim and Nuri that chefse hefker are kodesh shvisa. So that's Gemara's conclusion, that whether chefse hefker are kodesh shvisa is in fact a machlokus between Rabbi Yochim and Nuri and the chachamim. But Hashem will pick up with the discussion about rainwater with Amar Mar tomorrow.